Hi, I'm Mike Smith for filmbook.com, and this is my audio podcast review of Season 1, Episode 5 of The Flash, Plastique, written by Aaron Helbing, Todd Helbing, and Brooke Eichmeier, and directed by Dermot Downs. Plastique sees The Flash falling back once again on a metahuman of the week story, but with a bit of a twist. This time around, the character is a well-intentioned victim of the particle accelerator, who is now essentially a human grenade. She's hunted by the army, who want to use her as a weapon, and she takes refuge with Barry and his team. We're only 5 episodes in, but it's nice to see that The Flash is able to mess around with its formula, at least a little bit. However, any problems I have with The Flash can be nicely summed up in this episode as well, and I can say them in 2 words. Iris West. The CW elements of this show, like the impossibly good-looking cast or the various love interests, fare much better on The Flash than they do on Arrow, because it seems more tonally suited for it. So Iris isn't as bad as, say, Laurel Lance. But she's still a boring character whose entire reason for existence is to think The Flash is cool, and when she's given stuff to do, that stuff isn't very good. It's not the worst, but there's only so many times I want to get updated on how Iris' blog about The Flash is going. Plastique does continue the show's penchant for cool, visually strong climaxes, this time with Barry running on water, and earlier running up the side of a building. The problem with a character like The Flash is there are only so many different ways you can show a guy running really fast, but so far, the creative team on the show has found a wide variety of situations for him to use his speed in. Anyway, that is it for me. Thank you for listening to The Flashcast. I'm Mike Smith. If you're listening to this review via our podcast on iTunes, please subscribe to our podcast, rate it, and take a moment to give us a review. For more of my thoughts on The Flash and other films and TV shows, check out my work at filmbook.com or follow me on Twitter at twitter.com/msmithfilmblog. Hope to see you soon, speedsters.